Very scrappy first half. Conditions weren't as good as they probably looked on the screen for supporters watching at home. It was windy conditions at Swirling. You know, we spoke to the boys about starting the front on the front foot second half. I think we did that. We missed two clear-cut chances. I know we say, well, is that a good save? Well, it's proven not to be a good save at these times. We're disappointed. I'm majorly disappointed because there's key moments in games, like I say every week, and the key moments for today are the start of the second half when we make two gifted chances that boys will look back on when they see the highlights tonight. They'll look back. They know. They're in the dressing room putting their hands up, especially corner, but they'll look back tonight and they'll be disappointed. You see teams when they score in the 95th, 92nd, 93rd minute, they might go and score again 95, 96. We don't get that opportunity today because 3 minutes is added for three goals in that second half, a raft of substitutions, a player down for a minute and 40, so that's frustrating. We don't think we'd be getting that away from home.
On Tuesday, do you expect it to be a similar kind of style? We saw Rochdale have a lot of possession, crew like to play their football too.
They're better than Rochdale, crew are a better team than Rochdale. Both good young managers. Brian Barry-Murphy today, very respectful young man. Lots of chats, passing one or two bits of advice. Not about today, of course, or football, just in general. And I find the same with big Dave Altell, your manager who's done brilliant at Crewe. So they both have a style, whether it's for them, it's about keeping the ball and passing the ball. We'll either work hard enough to stop that or it'll be a long night for us. So I've got enormous respect for three or four teams in this league, no more than the two at the top.